Ashland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arrests and federal charges related to the death of actor Matthew Perry, the Friends star who died last October from a ketamine overdose in Los Angeles. ABC's Alex Stone.
We have known that this investigation had been underway for quite a while, a number of months. The LAPD, the DEA, the U.S. Postal Service involved, maybe that mail was involved to get the ketamine to Matthew Perry. But now, after many months of investigating led by the DEA, now we know charges have been filed.
Five people have been charged in all, including two doctors and Perry's personal assistant. Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay sentencing until after the November election, his lawyers suggesting that sentencing before the election would amount to election interference. A new milestone in the war against Hamas. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll from fighting has now hit 40,000 Palestinians, with more than 90,000 wounded. This is ABC News. Jeff. Fresh Gaza ceasefire talks underway in Doha, Qatar. Not there, though. Hamas is accusing Israel of adding new demands. Superstar Taylor Swift, now just a few hours away from her first concert since three shows in Vienna had to be shut down over an alleged terror plot. Today's concert's all taking place in London. ABC's Maggie Rooley is there.
Wembley Stadium now ramping up security as around 90,000 fans are expected for each of the superstar's five sold-out concerts. The venue reinforcing rules forbidding fans without tickets from gathering outside the stadium. Something called tailgating that often brings together crowds of tens of thousands.
And the new head of Starbucks is in line for a big payday, and he could make it all working remotely. Brian Nichol, who until now has been CEO of Chipotle, could earn more than $100 million in his first year if he hits all his incentives, and the contract does not require him to move from California to Seattle, home of the coffee giant. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's news update is sponsored by the good folks at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, a few showers this afternoon, some of which could be heavier, scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, humid and mild, a low of 65. Friday clouds to a few peaks of sun, still humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, tomorrow's high 81, and then Saturday near 80 with patchy sunshine, 81 and summer-like on Sunday. In Richland Center, occasional light rain, we're up to 71.
WRCO 100.9. Well, it started out down a dirty out all alone.
Eli Young Band and WRCO and Learning to Fly. We're heading toward the morning here with a little rain here and there in the puddles. Henry Bray is out taking a bath right now like a duck with the water coming down his back.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what they say, that old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talking, cross the lines. Let's say it now for we say goodbye. We can't be friends. We can't be lovers. We can't be weekend drinking, leaning on each other.
We can't be falling off the wagon, talking about what happened.
Cameron Marlowe on WRCO Radio, and some help from friends. We have some great tunes along the way. 11:30 update, news, weather, and sports in just a bit. The Brewers play today, pregame time around 12:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. So that's something to look forward to on a rainy day. Celebrity birthdays today, including actor-musician Jim Dale, who is 89. How about actress Pat Priest, who was one of the Marilyn Munsters? She is 88. Drummer Pete York of the Spencer Davis Group, 82. Author-journalist Linda Ellerbe is 80. Songwriter Jimmy Webb is 78. Singer-guitarist Tom Johnston of the Doobie Brothers turns 76 today. Here's Parker McCollum.
House on do. They say I'm wrapped around your finger, but they don't understand that what we got is more than just a diamond on your hand. Baby, it's a love thing. Trouble in the world, but you're the girl whose open arms are all I really need. And that's why I come running to be there by your side. So let them call me crazy, but it can't be denied. Baby, it's a love thing. Whoa, my baby, it's a love thing. Same last name, it's not a thing that can be explained. It's how you make me feel inside and the way you hold me every night. It's a love thing. Whoa, my baby, it's a love thing. Yeah, yeah. Here we go now.
Southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City truck and tractor pull.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often, new items are added daily. Shop smart, or your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for something fun to do this Friday night? Join us at the Friday Night Market on August 16th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you at the Friday Night Market.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Yeah.
puts hearts on fire and crazy dreams.
Adult Lab Swim at the Woodman Senior Center has been canceled for today because of the wetness. The WRCO studios, the time now 11:30, and this news update is sponsored by Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arrests and federal charges related to the death of actor Matthew Perry, the Friends star who died last October from a ketamine overdose in Los Angeles. ABC's Alex Stone.
We have known that this investigation had been underway for quite a while, a number of months. The LAPD, the DEA, the U.S. Postal Service involved, maybe that mail was involved to get the ketamine to Matthew Perry. But now, after many months of investigating led by the DEA, now we know charges have been filed.
Five people have been charged in all, including two doctors and Perry's personal assistant. Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay sentencing until after the November election, his lawyers suggesting that sentencing before the election would amount to election interference. A new milestone in the war against Hamas. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll from fighting has now hit 40,000 Palestinians, with more than 90,000 wounded. This is ABC News.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Hometown and baseball games tonight. Footville at Verona, Cambridge at Evansville, Middleton at Blanchardville, and Dodgeville at Jefferson among the night league playoff games. The Brewers are in action this afternoon after Devin Williams retired Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order in the ninth to preserve a Brewer 5-4 victory. The teams will play again today. It is the game that the Brewers could win to even up the series, the four-game set, after losing the first two and winning last night. Tobias Meyer starts for the Brewers this afternoon as they go for the series split. And transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter for the Badgers to begin the 2024 college football season. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo made the announcement Wednesday. Van Dyke came to Madison through the transfer portal from Miami. Longo says Van Dyke and Braden Locke are more like 1A and 1B. It will be a challenging position for either quarterback because Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
Afternoon weather includes a high in the mid to upper 70s. Temperatures tonight around 65. And Friday, cloud at times and still some humid conditions. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 81. Right now in Richland Center with some light rain off and on happening, we're at 70 degrees. Community calendar for today is next, and it is courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center. The mobile food pantry scheduled for today at Eagle School has been canceled. There is no makeup date scheduled for the rest of this month. An Impact Life blood drive is going on today at the Richland Hospital in Pippin Hall until 3. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. The Richland County beef producers plan to be at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center today and tomorrow from 11 until 4. Both days. Tonight's Richland Center Lions monthly car cruise has been moved to Thursday night, 5 until 8, the 29th of August. Due to the weather today, the Village of Reedstown Village Picnic has been rescheduled for next Tuesday from 4 until 7. Patterns in nature that inspire Japanese garden design will be presented by Tim Gruner of Anderson Japanese Garden Curators. That's today from 5:30 until 7 at the Taliesin Hillside Theater in Spring Green. The event is free, but you're asked to sign up at aftontickets.com. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. If you have a student in the Richland School District that will be riding the bus, call Cobus and Bus at 647-4446. A trip to the Diamond Joe Casino will be held on Thursday, the 22nd of August, from the Community and Senior Center in Richland Center. Call 608-647-8108, extension 3, for more information. The Southwest Camp Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area Friday. The truck will be in Boaz from 11 until noon at the Boaz Community Building parking lot and at the Village of Muscadet office from 1 until 2. Southwest Camp required to collect names, birth dates, addresses, and household size. That's going on tomorrow in our area. As a part of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's centennial celebration, they're sponsoring free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center on Friday as a thank you to the community and to encourage a healthy, active lifestyle. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will have a night market coming up tomorrow night from 4:30 until 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot. The Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation will host a bingo event beginning at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center on Friday night. Tickets are $60, and that includes appetizers, three drinks, membership in the club, and nine games of bingo with cash or merchandise worth $400 for each winner. Raffles and silent auctions will also be a part of the event. Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will host the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull Friday at 6:30. Admission is $5 for adults and free for children 12 and under. Food and drinks will be available on the grounds. A reminder that free milk and cheese will be available Saturday at the Park Street Christian Church starting at 9:30. And the Little Lamb's Closet will be held as well starting at 9:30. Use the Park Street entrance for that. The Boaz Lions Club will host a broad stand at Walsh's Ace Saturday from 10:30 until gone. Muscadet Utilities will be flushing hydrants Sunday through Tuesday and Thursday of next week throughout the village, beginning early in the morning. Customers could experience isolated cases of discolored water and should postpone laundry. For Pete's Sake will have its 20th annual Day in the Park fundraiser Sunday at Spring Green Veterans Park, featuring a day of music, food, and fun. Old Franklin Township Historical Society of Sauk County will have an open house coming up on Sunday from 1 until 3 o'clock. That's a look at Community Calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
22 minutes before 12 o'clock noon here, Country and Community WRCO with Gabby Barrett.
Picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar.
get up. Jet fuel in a coffee cup. Lord knows I ain't giving up. I gotta take on the world today. Sometimes it's green, green grass. Other times it kicks my half full, half empty glass. Don't matter either way. I'm gonna live the life. Other days it shoots me down. But long as I'm still hanging around, I'm holding on to hope. If there's a powerful thing chasing after that big brass ring, might fill your pocket with some jangling. But there's one thing that I know. You just gotta keep keeping on doing what you do.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Looking for something fun to do this Friday night? Join us at the Friday Night Market on August 16th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you at the Friday Night Market.
100.9 WRCO.
Saturday morning, serials, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie Cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and begging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. And you remember back that far.
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, a little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas Corpse, Roy Rogers Horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, pitching wood. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes.
Yes, we do.
That's your 8-track flashback right there, the Statler Brothers on WRCO. And do you remember these? Yeah, honestly, probably about 90%, or I've read about them anyway. We're heading toward news at noontime, about 10 minutes away from right now. Here is Rachel Lipsky.
The time I walk in a straight line, ain't always the one the good time burger bite. Every now and then I let out my inner rip, play with fire, hold hands with the devil. I'm honky-tonk.
it's a simple thing. A look, a laugh, a clover ring, and all those little scenes dreams are made of. And it's evident that when my hopes and prayers are spent, well, there she came and there I went. Through the maze right back to your arms. And it's typical, just a boy and just a girl down our street and around the world.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service.